The capital region is digging out from a huge snowstorm that prompted officials to declare emergencies. The National Weather Service recorded 22.9 inches of snow at Albany International Airport. Public buildings closed, and those who braved the roads often found themselves spinning out today. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy.
We declare a state of emergency at 6 o'clock in the morning. We're up all night. It's something we don't like to do, but it's kind of weird. It's like, you know, we have half the workforce working at home. Do you close the buildings? But then you have still people working. So there's a whole logistical thing that goes on behind the scenes to deal with union contracts and a variety of other stuff that you have to address. And but we got whopped 15 to 25 inches in most parts of the capital region. And some areas got over 2 foot, like the town of Gilliland and other places. So the hill towns typically get more snow than we do here. So it's challenging.
Winter Storm Gale surprised most area meteorologists, ranking in the top five of all December snowstorms since the National Weather Service began keeping records in 1884. Again, McCoy.
You got 28 large plows assessing the storms continuous, and the road's being cleared. And it obviously looks like we're getting over the hump, but there's still a lot more to do. And so I do want to say to anyone, you know, if you need to area that you're not seeing, be patient. It's going to take time for us to get there. We're trying to do the mass roads first and trying to stay up on the smaller roads. But again, this one's been more difficult than anything else.
The city of Albany was particularly hard hit to the extent that many streets were impassable as late as noontime. Mayor Kathy Sheehan says there is only so much equipment can do, and Albany has all of its equipment out cleaning up after Gale.
I think most of us thought we were going to wake up, find some fluffy snow and clear roads. And what we found was a very, very serious storm that was still swirling and was still dangerous. The county executive and I, as quickly as we could, did what we could to get the word out, to declare a state of emergency, to send the message that people should not be out on the roads, that it was not safe. And we watched as what was supposed to have ended by 7 a.m. Was coming down at 2 to 3 inches an hour at 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock. So we're still out there moving it. It's going to take time. We need for people to be patient. We have we started this storm with 67 pieces of equipment. We've lost a few pieces of equipment because of the heaviness of the snow, the amount of snow.
Sheehan adds dump trucks and front loaders are being pressed into snow removal service. She has asked the state for assistance with that, but realizes Albany may have to wait as the city of Binghamton is dealing with nearly double the amount of snow that fell here. Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency in 18 counties. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.